Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment of our spiritual breakfast. Today is with Mufti A.K. Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Hafidhahullah. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaikan.
Mufti Saab, this Sunday, 11th of May 2025, people say, what's wrong if we celebrate Mother's Day? Does not the Quran Sharif speak of Mother's Day?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. First and foremost, we must remember Islam is not just a religion, it's not just a deen. That like the non-Muslims, they are deen, they call it deen. Lakum deenukum waliya deen. It's a religion that comes alive every day of our life, every hour of our life. In Arabic you say, al-Islamu deenun wa nizamu hayatin. It gives us directive guidance every day of our life, every minute of our life. So that's the first point. Second point, today the Muslims everywhere, no exception. We all are influenced by the kuffar culture one way or the other. Some are influenced more, some are influenced less. So if you look at it, take the whole Africa, take the Arab world, take the Muslim world, 99.9%. So remember that one way or the other. Easy example I give you. Which country doesn't use January, February, March, April? 90% of them use it. So who doesn't have interest in that in their banks and all? All Muslim countries, you can say. So like that, I mean. Now, simple way you must remember, today's world, they have divorced and detached themselves from religion. They have what you call secularism. Secularism al-Almaniyah in Arabic. Almaniyah means you must get rid of religion. Religion is a private matter between you and Allah Ta'ala. But as far as the masses go, masses are asses, so you must turn them away from religion. See? So that's one point. Second, you must remember what secularism goes, capitalism. Do that where you can make money. How you get the money doesn't matter, as long as we make money. So whether it's through halal or haram, that doesn't bother anybody, you see. So that is capitalism. So you have interest, you have all these things, you have gambling, you have prostitution, you have abortion, gay business, lesbian, they'll call all those human rights. You must remember that. So now look at your Gregorian calendar and what idiots and fools they make us, you see, Muslim. You see, we don't sing today. Afala tatafakkarun, afala taqilun. All that is there. And our ulama, majority of them, they can't handle those modern day issues. You see that? If you tell them, yes, an open session, let the people ask questions, half of them will run away. I mean, let us be honest about these things here. I mean, let us be honest. They'll run away. They'll make some excuse in that. So we not get up to take the people on. You must remember that. We hide, you know, and this. So let's start now. January, New Year's Day, all haram. What New Year are you talking about? Your calendar is corrupted and so forth. So therefore, every 4 years, you have to have a leap year and so forth. One. Then February come, Valentine's Day. So that another corrupted. You see that? So then they come March, April, Easter. Another corruption. Jesus is crucified and so forth. What you got to do with Jesus? You must remember that the Jews say he's the son of a harlot. Today I was looking at the news coming through. Our Houthi brothers, we salute them. Yesterday, 6 jutlas were dispatched to hell. I sent it out, you'll understand, on my status or on my, you'll understand, telegram and all that. You must check it up for your news also. And we salute the Houthis, you must remember. Even the word Houthi, our people pronounce wrong. It's Alif Ba Ta Tha, what a say, Alif Ba Ta Tha, not Houthi. Houthi is kafir way, like Gaza, Gaza, and Houthi, Mosul, not Mosul. So there are other one examples we can give you. So another fabrication, remember that it is Easter. Jesus died for your sins. For him, Jesus died for your sins. Everyone is responsible for your own actions. So where is the justice then? So you must remember that. So the Jutlas, Haramis, the cursed nation, the scum of the earth, the pigs and the swines they are. So they say Jesus is who? Ibn Zaniya. He is the son of a harlot. So his mother, Allah forbid, Nakale Kufr, Kufr Nabashir. He is that his mother is a loose lady and he is illegitimate. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So that's what they did. And the Christians went and elevated to such a degree, they said Ibnullah, the son of Allah. So both of them, kafir, mushrik, call whatever you want to. Allah Ta'ala uses the word kafir and mushrik for them. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. And if you just look before that, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَالْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. And in the same verse, Allah says, كَفَرَ is used, or كَفَرُوا, and then إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. So Allah in one verse for them used the word kafir and mushrik. You see, we must understand this uslubul Quran and so forth. So what happens? So they make us fools and idiots, you must remember that too. Then you come now, so we finish January, February, March, April. Now you come to May. So they will tell you May is what? Mother's Day. You see? But now to appreciate Islam, you spoke about Islam in the starting something. To appreciate Islam, what is the rank of a mother? What is the rank of a father? You see? And juxtapose and compare it with any of your system, whether it is your Zionism, whether it is your Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, any one of them. So we challenge you. So you show us a better system than what Islam got. So today the Western culture is the dominant culture. So what happens is this, that now the son, the daughter, they will stay with the parents. First 10 years, 15 years, 12 years, 16. Then they say, no, I pass matric, I finish school. Now I'm going college, I'm going varsity. Now then, I want my own life. So now he or she will leave the parents. And when they graduate, there's that, they'll tell the parents, now I'm earning. And now you're getting very old and you can't work and all that. So we got a nice place for you. We go dump you there in the old age home. Now the sad part is, the Muslim of today is doing it and they're proud about it. Understood? Building old age home, building hospice, building this. That's what Quran is telling you. So many verses. Chapter 5, verse 150. أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْهُونَ. Are they seeking the laws of Jahiliyyah? Surah 5 verse 51, Allah Ta'ala says, you see, that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَا. Do not take the Jews, Christians, to be your friends and protectors. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. They are the friends of one another. This Gaza war has exposed everybody. Whether they are murtad, munafiqeen, or on the fence, or they are true believers, and so forth. You must remember that. It's a blessing in disguise for the Muslims to know who is who in the zoo. You must remember that. Then Quran says, "Waland and وَمَن يَتَوَلَّهُم مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ." When you befriend them, you love their festivals, their culture, their style, you become part and parcel of them. Quran says the Jutlas and the Jews and Christians, they'll never ever be pleased with you. وَلَنْ تَرْضَىٰ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَىٰ حَتَّىٰ تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. You must become a part-time Muslim, you see. You have wine, you have swine, you party, you have girlfriend, boyfriend. You go to the club Friday, you pray a little bit, fasting, you fast a little bit, like that. So that is what they want, you must. And the Muslim is falling in the trap today, like that, majority of them. So remember, if you want, just go to your mosque and see how many people read Salat 5 times a day. It's empty. Jummah is full Friday. But where all the people are, Fajr time, Asr time, all that. So, I mean, it's very easy to just come to your own conclusions. You must remember that. So, this is the identity crisis in the Muslim mind. My belief is Muslim, but the forces are so great. You look at your TV, you look at your print media, you listen to the radio. Whole week there'll be Mother's Day, this, that. Everybody's mother is special and this and this. So the idiot Muslim will also advertise it. You see. So that Quranic verse and all, it means nothing. As long as we can make money. So Quran Kareem states, Surah 5, verse number 2, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. You must cooperate in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. You can't be cooperating in sin and transgression. So now you put up old age home. You start advertising Mother's Day. You keep Mother's Day specials and this. You go to the shop and buy a special present for your mother. And Mother's Day, you give it to her. You see, say, oh, Ummi, my mother, how much I love you. So I'm asking you, why you can't do it today? Why you couldn't do it yesterday? Why you can't do it tomorrow? So for us as Muslims, every day is Mother's Day. For us as Muslims, every day is Father's Day. Just go to Quran Sharif, chapter 17, verses 23, 24, 25, and read. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That Allah has decreed that you worship none except Him. And immediately after that, do good unto your parents. Nowhere in the Quran you will find that Allah commanding the parents, you must do good to your children. It's something innate, inborn, inherent in the parent. They will love their children more than they love themselves. You see that? So that is something inborn, innate in human being. But children, some min kalbak yaakulka. Majority today is happening like that. You must remember that. You bring your children up, when because of the TV, because of the cell phone, because of the friendship, because of the environment, call it whatever you want to, majority of them will rebel against their parents, Muslim, non-Muslim. You see. So something is going wrong somewhere. You must remember that. Easy question. As a father, mother, am I a good example to my child? I smoke and I tell my children, don't smoke. I watch movies. All that till late at night and all. But I tell my children, you mustn't watch. I read Salat when I feel like, but I tell my children, you must read. 100 examples you can make. You see that? Husband is having an affair, but he tell his son, if you have a girlfriend, I'm going to honor you and give you a good hiding. Tell his daughter, if you have a boyfriend, I'm going to kill you, I'll hit you. But he's busy. Sometimes the wife is busy. So what signals are we sending out? 101 examples we can give. So it's not just we speak of Mother's Day. We must understand the rot in the whole society. It's a vicious circle, what we call. So that is what's really happening. And slowly, slowly, the iman is getting eroded, weaker and weaker. And once the iman goes, the haya, the shame and modesty goes. Innal imana wal haya aqurana ujamiya. Hadith Mishkat Bayhaqi. Iman and haya, morality, shame, modesty, and iman, faith, conviction, are two partners together. Idha rufiya ahaduhuma rufiya al-akhar. One disappears, the other one disappears. So we should understand first. We don't even understand the problem half the time. So what solution is going to be? I mean, that's the truth today, you understand? We don't even understand. Just come and answer. You have to look at the problem that the people are facing. Until we don't change it in our homes, in our own environment, in our masajid, and so forth. Now you see the Maulana. I'm amazed, you know. But what can we say? They'll tell you that Mufti Sahib said, that Maulana Sahib said. That now I give lectures, right? Very seldom I give khutbah and salat. Sometimes I'll give khutbah, I'll tell the imam. But like last week, Maulana Imran Dadabai insisted, Masjid Safiya. So the synagogue, and now the jutlas are very, you see, so upset. Like, how come a synagogue became a masjid, you see? And plus, I was there last week. So we grind them properly with Allah's help, you see? And then the Houthis, so I sent out one yesterday. The Houthis missile made a safe landing at Ben Gurion Airport, you see? So there, I landed there. I know, I came from Cairo there and all that, and I left from there also. Pakka harami is there. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this. That they very upset about all these things. So now our Maulanas, Imams, some of them, I can't say all, some of them, They come with the iPad and they read the khutbah. Now, what you trying to do? Why you can't read from the kitab? And or why you want to buy heart it? You understand? So anything that non-Muslims do, you say, no, I want to be different. Khalif, remember this usul lifelong. Khalif to uraf. Khalif to uraf means do things the non, not the conventional way, do it the unconventional way, a different way, then you'll get famous. Like, tomorrow I go to a masjid, this week Friday is in Palm Ridge, inshallah. So now I go Palm Ridge and I give the khutbah in English Afrikaans. The whole world will come to know about it. See, this guy went to give a khutbah in English. You see that? And the khutbah, the Arabic khutbah. You see, you speak Arabic, this, that, that is jais. You see? Imam Hanifa said it's jais like that. So now, so because masses, what the masses understand? So many places are happening. I myself, Malaysia, I went, they gave it Malaysian language. Peshawar, I went, they gave it Pushto. Delhi, Jami Masjid, that guy said it. He said, I met Indira Gandhi and all that. I thought it's a lecture. After that, it's finished. Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Salat started. So that's my own life. I see how many English so many times. Washington, there I was, the main masjid there, where all the embassies are. So the first khutbah, proper Arabic. Second khutbah, only English. Razi rahe, Rahman bi, khush rahe, shaitan bi. So you see, so that is what Quran is teaching us. Our parents are so special in Islam, we can never ever fulfill their rights fully, and they got hukuk and rights over us even after death. That is Islam. You see? So you must remember. So you, the sons and daughters growing up, so when you look at your mother, kiss her hands. When I go to the schools or varsity, they invite me, I no more go. I say, you waste my time. I must speak 10, 15 minutes, half of you are not there. Then I must spend 1 hour there and all that. Rather, I go lecture other people, you understand? So you must remember these things, yeah. That what happens, I ask them, that how many of you kiss your mother's hand? They look down, 1, 2, 3. I say, how many of you kiss your girlfriend? You'll say 80% pick up the hand. So what is absolutely haram, so that we promote. And what is absolutely sunnah and teaching preaching of Islam, that we frown upon. So what does that speak of our iman? Same thing with boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, like that. So like that it is, you see. So Quran says that you son, daughter, you're growing up, so every day, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. So you must not criticize them. You must not raise your voice against them. If they did something wrong, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And you must speak to them in an honorable manner. You see that? You got your degrees, you're highly educated, you're flying with your all that. Their wages were 1,000 rand, your wages 100,000 rand, 50,000 rand. See, now Allah is speaking. وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ. What it means? You are in the air, your parents are on the land and sand. So you must lower your wings of humility for them, for your parents. You got it? That is Quran. وَقْفِدْ لَوْمَا جَنَاحَ ذُلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمُ. And the dua daily you must make. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Ya Allah, have mercy on both of them, my parents, as they nurtured me, تَرْبِيَةً رَبَّيَانِي. Today we don't want to bring up our children. The lady will be there, non-Muslim, making paper. You know what is paper? No. You don't know. You got children, you don't know the paper. Ajib. So paper is, you must remember that when you are growing up. So now I grew up in an African township location. So now my mother is here, there. Then they'll tell the maid, Maria, Susan, Anna, this one, that whatever. Say, Tata, you must take him. Then they take a big blanket and they put you inside a blanket and fasten you up at the back. You know that. So you call paper. You see, till today they call paper. So that's how we grew up. You must remember this type of things here. So now the mother of today, our mothers did 1 hour. Today they'll do 10 hours. You understood? So the child doesn't grow up by the mother, grows up by the non-Muslim. Sometimes the child get too much, so they got milk maybe. They just give you the milk also. You understand? What you know? Whose milk you drinking? You understand? So that is. Parents are so special, even if somebody's parents are non-Muslim, Quran says, that you were sahibuma fi dunya ma'rufa. You must mingle, associate with them with equity, justice. You must show respect to them, even if they're non-Muslim. But when they tell you haram things, then you don't listen to them. They tell you bring wine and swine. Obviously, you don't adhere to that. So these are things you must know. And then you look at your mother. You must know you will never be successful unless you took your mother's du'as. You will never be successful unless you took your father. That is our belief. In my own family, I saw. In my own friends, I saw. And now in media, we see how many people had an empire. But they broke the hearts of their parents. The whole everything crumbled. Their marriage crumbled. Their children, one is on drugs, one is here, one is left Islam, one is... So all that. Your father, you look at him with love and respect. You get the reward of Hajj, Mishkat. Sayyidina Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, if you look at him 70 times, then 70 Hajj. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Umar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You will get tired of looking at your father. But Allah, there is nothing that is limited. Everything unlimited. You see? So we must understand these things here. So therefore, we reject this whole concept of Mother's Day and Father's Day and all that. You know, I go to the old age home. They curse their children. Good families. Understood? Why they curse them? I don't have children, so I take my nephew, my nieces, young ones. You must see, they pining. They waiting for their children, grandchildren to come. You say, Eid they came, but nobody came, you see. Then the tears are rolling. So all these things there. And they say, Allah curse him. And Allah Ta'ala, you see. So I always try and tell them to make dua. But you know, the pain they go through. So that is what happens, you must remember that. So that is the society. Because all day, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, you must be impacted with that. You must remember your thought process, everything. Hadith in the Mishkat Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif. وَأَطَاءَ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَتَهُ وَأَقَّ أُمَّهُ. So especially, you see, one sister wrote to me a nice note. She says, you must always say this. If you have a daughter, the daughter will be yours forever. Meaning, even when she's not married, she'll be yours. And when she gets married, she will still have great concern for you as the parents. Son, you say he's yours till he's alone and a bachelor. Once he's married, he's gone. Finish, you see. Why? This hadith explains it. 80%, 70%. وَأَطَاءَ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَتَهُ. He'll be obedient to his wife. وَأَقَّ أُمَّهُ. And he'll then be disobedient to his mother. He forgot everything his mother did. His mother carried him for 8-9 months. His mother went through labor for him. His mother breastfed him. All that. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salam, famous hadith in Al-Adabul Mufrad, Mana haqqu bihusni sohbati, whom as I spend more time companion, ummak, 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 summa abak. Thrice. She carried you, she gave birth to you, she breastfeed. Which man can do that? None of us. Because the bond between us and our mother is so special, remember that. Till today, I think my mother's name, I cry many times. So why? We can't forget what sacrifices they made. Wake up 3 o'clock in the morning to make the fire. There's no electric stove and all that. And put the hood and the koila and all that. I'm becoming a hafiz. We can just throw out of the window. How you can do all that? You're not even a human then. You're a subhuman, like the jutlas. You see that? So all these things, they motivate you. They're there for you. So that is what we must remember. Today, who got time? They haven't got time to go to their mother's grave. Ask the boy today, when last you went to your parents' grave? Therefore, Islam taught us, مَنْ زَارَ قَبْرَ أَبَوَيْهِ أَوْ أَحَدِيمَ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ غُفِرَ لَهُ وَكُتِبَ بَارَ. These are hukuk and rights, even after death, provided that they died as Muslims. See? So, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, that you visit the grave, you the man, your woman is haram. So the man, you visit the grave of your parents, both of them, one of them on a Friday, you'll be forgiven and considered a pious son. So this whole week, we must now like speak about these issues. What is the rank of a mother? What is the rank of a, you see, the famous story, Uwais al-Qarni, the hadith in Muslim Sharif, you see. He left becoming a Sahabi because he was making companion of Nabi alayhi salam. He was in Yemen, he could have come to Medina. But because his mother, old, sickly, he stayed there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi and said, Sayyidul Tabi'in, the best Tabi'in, you see, is him. Then told Sayyidina Umar and Sahaba, when you meet him, tell him he must make dua. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is Khalifa more than 10 years. Delegation come, guests come from Yemen. He asked them, who is Uwais? They said, no. Asked them, the one day asked Uwais, they said, yes. He went to him, said, make dua for me. Uwais radiallahu rahim. You can say radiallahu anhu for him also. So he said that, who are you? He said, I'm Umar. He said, you Khalifa, you asking me? He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when we meet you, we must ask you to make dua. See, what things will happen. Today people don't have time. They got time for soccer, cricket, sports, entertainment, fishing, golf, all these things. They got time. You tell them to spend time with the parents, 5 minutes, and they'll run away. That also if you're lucky. I must remember this time. Only thing they interested, father, mother must die, and we must collect the inheritance. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib, to all our listeners. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.